worship you, glorify you. He's just doing something inside of every one of you right now. Far more than a grace line could do. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No second. May your soul. Hallelujah. Troubles are coming down. Some walls are coming down. Strongholds are being defeated right now in the name of Jesus. Some atmospheres coming down in the home. Some atmospheres coming down in the marriage. Some atmospheres coming down in some love walks, some places of communication. Some fears going now in the name of Jesus. Touch in the body. Faith. Getting past that place. The body is fighting. Confidence in the Spirit. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, release it over your congregation right now, Holy Spirit. Breakthrough. Just continue to let it flow. This is breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What you cannot do in yourself, He's doing for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Worthy, worthy. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. As the angels of God begin to attend to the words of God, power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're so worthy. So worthy, hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, worthy is the Lord. Glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Family Prayer Center rises up as a body, stronger than ever before. We worship you, Lord. Delivering us from all of the fight, from all of the enemy. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We choose, Father, always to go forward. We choose the sentence of death. Over us right now. We worship you, Lord. You just breathe that life in, Father. We just worship you. We release that life of God into their spirits now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know, he's doing something really good. God's doing something really good. We worship you, Jesus. He cut out any own soul. What we need more than what we know we need. We worship you, Jesus.
Father, we give you glory. More is accomplished in the sweep of his spirit than you could imagine. That's why it's absolutely important to give ourselves over to him these seasons. Not to tire, but just to relax. Let his glory continue to pass. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus.
But when we were worshiping, it was so, so sweet to him. And what I could see was like him in his robe and a circle, like we were all his children, and kind of like an Israeli folk dance where we were just all like moving around in the circle, holding hands and dancing. And he was in the circle, part of the circle. And it was just, he wanted us to know how much pleasure. And it was like he was saying, this is fun. Who do you think created fun? This is fun to me. This is fun to me. And it's fun to us. I know we all felt that pleasure. And just like little children, he was just having such a great time just dancing in this circle with us while we were worshiping him. So praise God.
Obstacles, things, where you were at in the spirit a little bit ago, is taking you past. We're giving you an infusion of grace. Just an infusion of his grace. It wasn't by laying on of hands. It wasn't by anything other than your communion with your Father through the Holy Ghost. So what you've received, it's a supernatural strength. It's going to take this church to the next level because you are the church. Oh, God, Jane, see me. What is it, God? Stay. He's wanting you to know that through his grace, through this infusion of strength, whatever it is, it's trying to stare you down, it can't stay. Keep on the path. Keep in the place. Keep going forward. My grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I said, did anybody need prayer, you probably, nobody would want to come because you already got prayer, didn't you? Hallelujah. How many felt that wave come through? Real wonderful. Boy, we just had that every service.
think we're going to make it. Praise God. I felt it myself. Man, I was appreciating that in a real wonderful way. Hallelujah. In Thanksgiving, with him dancing with us, why don't you give somebody a hug? If you could, maybe you don't want to come out of your stupor. Amen. We'll put up a basket for you before you leave. You'll have something to, if you have something to give, we certainly appreciate it. Immokalee is in revival. I don't know that you heard me correctly. Immokalee is in revival. Amen. The blind see. Is there an echo in here? A Holy Ghost echo? The lame walk. The deaf hear. The dumb speak. That's not dumb people. The dumb speak, the dead are raised. Demoniacs are set free. His church is set free. Maimed are made whole. Now, is that one that you just can't wait for? I just can't wait for that one. That's certifiable. That's the one where all questions go away. Somebody said they got a cousin they want first in line.
My
granddaughter out of the wheelchair, never spoke, never Jesus. Never does anything. Jesus.
Yes.
All right. We'll deal with that. Let the main take care of that small one first. God, we rejoice in that. What's her name again?
Emily.
Emily, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We exercise our faith. All things are possible. It's not just mere words, but we believe it, Father. We believe it, Father. Hallelujah. We receive it, Emily. Lord, we see her as a mother keeping house. We see her raised up, having children of her own in the name of Jesus. This is only ours. We hold to it in the name of Jesus. We refuse to let it go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. Thousands and thousands. Thousands and thousands. Better. Being born again. In this revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. You believe it, Ralph? Man. Hold on, Ralph, because you've got more to say than what we know. I mean, glad to see Ralph here.
Ago and has made my heart ache for all my Christian walk, and my prayer is that I'll never in my life ever see another elderly lady or even a young lady humped over that cannot walk straight because her backbone is crooked or some ungodly name put on her, but that she cannot walk straight with her head held high. I'll never want to see another one as long as I live.
Ralph, been a victory.
Yeah, it is. I don't know just how to put it to words, but it's been a great victory in the last couple I'm going to say the last several months, because I had to have a starting place. And you all know the battles that I've been through for the last several years. And I finally had to get tired. You know, you have enough. No matter what it is, you just one day you wake up and you say, I've had enough. And Lord told me, well, what you going to do about it? And I said, I'm going to pray. And I sat down and began to pray, and it took me 2 or 3 months. But I was able to get up and go again. And just so many victories in the last 2 weeks, I can't even explain them all. Just being alive has been a great victory. I've had some of the most wonderful experiences in life in the last few weeks. I went to simple to thing to a lot of people, but I went to Lehigh yesterday in the Walmart, and I heard, I'm sorry, excuse me, pardon me, more times in one day than I've heard my entire life. It was like I was shopping in a church somewhere. The atmosphere was so godly and so sweet that I couldn't even imagine it. I just walked around.
Follow you around, man.
I just was walking around Walmart just trying to understand what was going on. I'd never been, it had to be an atmosphere. Everything was just so polite. But personal victories is, I don't know. I'd have to sit down and think about them and write them down. It just seemed like there's been so many. Life has changed, and I finally know it's settled in my spirit that I've had enough. No matter where I'm at or where I've been, it doesn't matter. I've had enough.
Praise God.
And what the Lord shared with me a while ago during worship was, he says, it's a new time. And I don't feel like he was just speaking to me. I felt like he was speaking to everybody. But he was saying, it's a new time. He said, this is a new place. He says, all the things that has come against you in the past are gone. He said, all the battles you had in the past are gone. He said, even the things you thought you knew about me are been washed and clean. Being washed anew is what he said. Praise he said, God. This is a new time. It's a new place. He said, yesterdays are gone.
Praise God.
He says, in all things, he said, it's a new time, a new place.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there one particular catalyst that you'd say that has helped you more than
that? Little thing we call praying in tongues.
Do you think that's one of the things that helped you come out of this more than anything
else?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, I searched the world from one end to the other, and I looked under every rock and across every desert and waded through every swamp, and I come home and it was same old thing.
Same old thing, just praying in tongues.
Praying in tongues.
Turn it off. Philippians 3. Verse 1, Paul says this, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. He said to write the same thing, I guess, over and again to him. To me, he said, was not grievous, indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. He wasn't talking about those things that bark in the night. He was talking about those who had a capacity to teach evil things or to teach wrong doctrine. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. That's those that were teaching that we still had to be under the law and do the things that under the law, like circumcision. But he says, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. In the next few verses, he's going to identify what confidence in the flesh to him meant. To us, we talk about our confidence in the flesh. We're talking about usually depending on the mind or the soul or the ability of the flesh to war. That's not exactly what he was talking about, but we can identify. He says, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any other thinketh himself that he hath whereof that he might trust in the flesh, he said, I am more. This is the confidence that he once walked in.
This is his identification. And he's going to tell you that I once walked in this kind of identification before Christ. He tells you that he was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. In other words, he knew where his roots were. Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I don't know what all this means. It must mean really something good. I mean, he had the credentials. As touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, this is how zealous he was, persecuting the church. On his side of religion, what he perceived to be God, he went all the way to persecuting the church. And he thought, this is my identification. This is how much I love God. Anything that gets in the way of what his present truth was. His present truth was the law. He presently, with all of his heart, believed that we were the bad guys. He presently believed at that point in time that we were the enemy. He was zealous towards shutting the church down before Christ interrupted his life. Touching the righteousness which was in the law, he said, blameless. Now that doesn't mean that he lived a sinless life. That just meant that he followed the law in an absolute fashion, that when he needed to do whatever he needed to do, sacrifice, go to the temple, pay whatever sacrificial things, he kept the law perfectly. Doesn't mean he was perfect, but blameless in attaining to what the law dictated that he should do. What things, in verse 7, were gained to me, those things I counted loss for Christ. In other words, his reputation, his epithet, his everything that was his identification, at the threshold of Christ, he traded all of that over. He just wasted it. It said, it's nothing, it's rubbish, it's dung. I choose Christ. Doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Now, I don't know all things. We do know that he just listed here that his past reputation, his doctorate, his zealousness, all of his reputation, all of what Israel knew him to be, he traded all that loss. But he said all losses. It cost him friends. It cost him family. It probably cost him a lot of things that the word does not even list here. But he chose that loss for the gain of the excellency of Christ. He says, I count all things but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And he says that this is my heart's desire, Paul says. This is where I've traded everything over for this one prize, that I may know him. And that know him is an intimacy. It's a fellowship that you'd trade your whole life for. It's an intimacy that brings in such a place of worship. You know what we were feeling a few moments ago, that's available for us every day in private worship. That renewing is available. That is to know him. And that is the desire of my heart, is to know him. To go into a place where I'm not talking about him, I'm talking to him, is what the song says. I don't want to stay in the room and talk about you. I want to talk to you. I want to know you. It's out of that intimacy that all fears cast out, because perfect love casts out all fear. It's in that intimacy that you get to know him to a place where you, even when you don't know exactly what Scripture says on it, you know what is truth. Even before you know the exact Scripture to turn to, you get to know him in such a way that you say, I know what his heart is in this, even though I don't have a Scripture yet. Because I know him. I know him. I know Candy. I've been around her for years and years. I know what her feelings are. I know what her disposition is. Even before I'd have to go and ask her, what do you think she'd say about it? I can tell you what she'd say about it. Because I know her. And Paul says, I desire to know him in this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Everything that the resurrection set the church free from. Every part of our inheritance. Every part of our deliverance. I want to know him in this resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And he's not talking about there that we go through the same sufferings of Christ. Nobody can do what he did. But the sufferings to lay down our life, choosing to go into revival, choosing to show up here on a Wednesday night in a small crowd setting, choosing to drive the miles that many of you did, choosing to, that's just one example, but more importantly, it's just daily choosing. Ralph said he got to a place where he just knew that it was a choice. Do you know most of our Christianity is a choice? 99% of it really is a choice. There's just a small margin of it that is feelings. Just a small margin. And I'm learning, and you're learning with me, that it really is a choice. And so choosing that moment by moment, day after day after day, that's what causes us to raise up in greatness. That's exactly what will eventually cause Emily to be a mother. Choices that we don't feel in the natural, but choices that we're making in the spirit and saying, this is right. This is what God's word says. And we continue to stay on his word because his word cannot lie. Hallelujah. He says that I know him in the fellowship, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And of course he is not talking about there the end time when we're all going to rise in Christ. And he's not talking about that resurrection. He's talking about a present resurrection of the dead in the sense that he says here in the earlier verse, he says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, verse 10. And then verse 11, he says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He's talking about, and I read this before, and if I can remember right, and if I could remember exactly where I got it from, but at one point, I believe this is how I found it. It says something like, at least I believe in the past I'd found it to this, something like the out resurrection or the coming out of death. But we know by clarification, he says, not as though I had already attained. In other words, he's not talking about something in the sweet by and by. He's talking about a resurrection of the dead. In other words, I'm a walking dead man that's come alive. But my life is not in myself, it's in Christ Jesus. I live not to myself, but in Christ Jesus. But he says this, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I have also, I am apprehended of Christ. In other words, Christ seized him and said, Paul, I'm going to hold you here. How many of you, maybe I shouldn't ask for a raising of hands, but since you've been on this walk, how many of you felt like quitting a time or two? Why are you laughing? Well, we got one bold elder just raised their hand anyway and said, not once, not twice. I like honesty. I'm not going to tell you that the initials were Barbara Fish. One of the strongest people I know. But he says here, he says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing, doing what? Forgetting those things that are behind, I'm reaching forward. Oh, let me back up because I forgot what I was about to say. He says, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ. Christ has apprehended us, and we're held by him. And even when we feel like quitting, he won't let us go. I'm going to quit. How are you going to quit? I got you. I'm just going to lay down and die. No, you can't because I'm holding you up. I'm going to sit down and die. You can't sit down. I'm holding you up. How are you going to escape his grip? We have continually, for 20 years now, nearly, continually put ourselves over into a place where we've snuggled into him and said, you got me? I got you. Squeeze me tighter. I got you. We are in the, I started to say the death grip. We're in the life grip of Christ. And we can't get out. Who wants to get out? He's got us. He says, I press. Now, I love this. Reaching forward into those things which are before. That's his heart. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. What was that mark? It was the mark to know him. It wasn't his apostleship. It was to know him. It was to have intimate fellowship with him. That word press, as you've heard me teach before, it's the word persecute. In other words, in all the loving kindness of God flowing into my life and knowing that he's got me, this is my attitude. Whatever comes to challenge this grip that he has on me, whatever comes to challenge his lordship, my attitude is this, that I press towards or I persecute towards. It is the very same word, persecute. And it's amazing Paul was saying this. I once was a persecutor in the flesh. I persecuted the church. Now I persecute anything that comes against my walk in the church. Now I persecute any part of the flesh that comes to challenge and saying, you will not go forward in Christ. I persecute towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I love this. He says, let us therefore as many as be perfect. Why don't you just turn to your neighbor and say, you are sitting beside. I started to tell you to tell them they're perfect, but tell them you're sitting beside somebody that's perfect. Oh, good. The word perfect here means mature. It means to grow up. Somebody said, well, I'm not perfect yet. Well, you're perfect in this. If you've acknowledged that you're in his grip and you don't want to let go, you don't want him to let go, and you're saying this in your heart, I will keep on, I don't care how much flesh is in me, I will keep on persecuting every ounce of flesh until I arrive at the out resurrection where people say, when I come into the room, has Jesus just arrived? Because there's an atmosphere that comes in. When we get to that place where we can raise up the Emilies, that's what we're desiring to go to. But Paul says this. Now, how do we get to that place? We get there sometimes in leaps and bounds, mostly in inches. Mostly in inches, mostly in just going forward, mostly in just choosing, as I said, choosing. But Paul says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And I love this. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. In other words, you've got this mind, I'm going to persecute the flesh, wherever it comes up at, that says I'm not going forward. And Paul says this, you can have this confidence that if you be any otherwise minded, in other words, if there's a floating gene or something in there that would oppose that, even that's going to be revealed to you. That can't stay. Even if there's something inside of you that keeps saying, oh, I'm submitted, I'm submitted, I'm submitted, and God says, no, you're really not submitted. You think you are, but I'm going to reveal it to you in time. And I'm going to show you how to submit. Because your mind is and your heart is that you want to submit. But even in the things that you think's already submitted, if it's not submitted, he will help you understand that eventually that is not submitted, so you can submit it. Hallelujah. Even this. So you got, this is kind of like a catch-all. It's a guarantee and it's an insurance. Like, well, I think I'm submitted. I'm here, Lord. I'm yours 100%. God says, yeah, you are, but you're not really, but you are, because even in the things that you're not, I'll eventually reveal that to you. I'll get it over to you, and you'll be able to submit. Hallelujah. That's a good insurance policy, isn't it? And so he says this, In the next verse, God shall reveal even this unto you. Verse 16, nevertheless, even if there's something that has to be revealed that's not yet conformed to His image, nevertheless, whereunto you have already attained. In other words, wherever you've come to, hold to that. In other words, don't give up ground. Wherever you've come to in that place of submitting to this out-resurrection, this death of the flesh, because everybody's in different places, everybody's died to a different increment. He says, nevertheless, whereunto you we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. What same thing? The same thing that he started in 15, he says, let us be minded. What kind of minded? He says, if in anything you be otherwise minded, in other words, if there's anything in you that's not conformed, he'll reveal that unto you. But nevertheless, wherever you've come to, hold to that. Hold that ground and be glad that you've got to that place. Because wherever you're at, he's going to take you to the next level. But wherever you've come to, let us, he says, nevertheless, in 16, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk. In other words, walk in the liberty that you've already come to. Walk in the full proof of the liberty that you've come to, and the more you walk in that, the more you'll get, the more you'll have. Hallelujah. I feel like traveling on a little bit further. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven. So we started. Hallelujah. These are my boys. We're going to cut loose with some good old gospel songs here in a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you've attained to, hold that. Keep walking in it. Don't go back. In other words, whatever ground you've got, hold that ground. Say this, whatever ground I have, I will not let go. Whatever I've attained to, I will not let that go until I get more. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Father, we love you. Thank you mostly for coming at the beginning of this service and sweeping over us to such a place. We know that you did lift us up to a higher place. We give you all the praise and glory and thanksgiving. Thank you for the miracles that are in front of us. And what we will not let go is this great hope and faith in Christ Jesus. We commit all these unto you. We bless the giving now, that you'll just speak to our hearts according to your love. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us? If you have something, then we would really appreciate it. And may you be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. How many got a blessing? Amen. All right. You're dismissed and be blessed.